This weekend, the stage inside Walton Arts Center on Dixon Street in Fayetteville will be frozen, regardless of the temperatures outside. The production Broadway on Ice will open Friday night and then have additional performances Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. This morning, one of the featured skaters in the show, Elizabeth Putnam, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. She's a two-time Canadian pairs bronze medalist and Canadian junior ladies bronze medalist. She says this part of her career allows her to do things on the ice she couldn't do when she was in competitive skating.
That's sort of the biggest difference between competitive skating and professional skating, is that in competitive skating we have restrictions and we have a lot of requirements that we have to meet in a certain particular amount of time. And in professional skating you get to really play around with music and style and tricks. Even there's a lot of things that we can't do in competitive skating. They're considered illegal elements.
Ooh, so give me a hint of what's an illegal element.
There's one particular trick where the pair boy would be holding the girl by her ankle and then swinging her around while also bouncing her up and down, so her head gets really close to the ice.
Have you taken part in that?
Yes, that's one of my favorite elements today.
Why do you like that? That sounds like something that should still be illegal all across the board.
I have a lot of trust in my skating partner, and which is very important. But it's fun. It's exhilarating. You get such a reaction from the crowd, which is such a great feeling, and it's fun.
Okay, how do you decide? Okay, we'd like to do that, and then the first ever time. I mean, obviously, you don't just pick up your partner by the ankles and start twirling the first time, right? You have to work up toward it?
Yeah, there is a bit of a process. It's really important for the boy to know what he's doing because he's the one sort of in control of the element. So the girl just needs to sort of stay strong. But you just start off doing it really slowly. I wore a helmet for the first few times just for precautionary. We just start off doing it really slow. And then as you build confidence, you kind of make it bigger and bigger and push it as far as you can.
Okay. All right. When did you first put on a pair of skates?
When I was 4 years old. Yeah.
And when did it grab you instantly?
I think it did. I, as a child, I did a lot of different activities. I did gymnastics and ballet and swimming, music. My parents sort of had me involved in a little bit of everything to see what I'd like. And for whatever reason, skating was always the first thing. They could never get me off the ice. Like, you see so many kids, like, how many more minutes are left? And they want to get off and they're not having fun. And I was the complete opposite. I was just, they couldn't get me off the ice. And I really loved it from a really young age. And I would say by the age of probably 10, I was really hooked and like going five times a week. So,
and that's what you have to do to get to the level of competitive skating where you're medaling for your country, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. It starts from a really, really young age. Commitment from really the age of like 10. And you rarely hear of people starting to skate sort of beyond those years. You really have to start young and be doing it, you know, being dedicated like that from a really young age.
Do you then begin to know your competitors from 10 through your teen years?
Yeah, actually, with the Broadway on Ice cast, there's another girl in the cast who we've known since we were little kids, and we used to compete against each other way back in the day in Vancouver. And yeah, you start. It's a very small community. So
what's that like? Let's talk about the competition, because it's not like a certain sport where you're facing each other at the same time and one is trying to defend a goal or something like that. But you do want to be better than the other person. So do any of those competitive sort of juices, I mean, then if you're in a show together?
I think we become really good at separating that. You know, we have to do our job on the ice and everyone's doing their best and everyone's sort of going after the same goal. But on any given day, it can go one of two ways. So I think it's a world that growing up in a competitive sport, you do start to learn how to go out and do what you need to do on the ice, and then it's time to have fun after, get along with everybody, or if you are doing shows. I mean, we often spend so much of our time together, too. When you're at the rink training all day long, like all through summer, all through everything after school, you train with these people. You end up competing against a lot of the people that you're training with and stuff. So you do have a relationship with them, and you sort of learned how to make it a healthy, competitive relationship.
Now, in the show that we see at Walton Arts Center this week, you have the same partner throughout, right?
Yes.
Jonathan. Yeah.
Jonathan Poitras.
Poitras. And you actually, did you not work together in a previous engagement on a ship?
Yes. We've been working on the cruise ships together for about 3 years. This is actually our first sort of land and theater gig, so we're pretty excited.
So that's where that trust develops. If you've been working for 3 to 4 years together,
yeah,
you probably know each other's very subtle movements and things like that.
Yeah, it really becomes, it's an incredible feeling when you have a skating partner and you've really synced together and really gelled together, and that trust is just there, and it feels really nice to be out there with somebody.
Doesn't happen with every partner?
No, I would say it's pretty difficult to find the right match. I often compare it to, like, you know, really like finding a partner in life as well. You know, you can't just expect to go out and find somebody like on, you know, the first try kind of thing. It's like you have to be able to work well together. You have to be able to go through disappointment and, you know, the highs and the lows, and the trust is the biggest thing, and having confidence in someone. So it's actually not to mention physically, you know, you need to match in size and all those things. So there's a lot of things that go into it, a lot of factors that really bring a good pair team together. So it's we got really lucky. We were actually placed together through our production company who's putting on the show. Jonathan was looking for someone, and they had me in mind and put us together, and things came together really quickly for us. So we were really lucky.
What will we see when we're sitting at Walton Arts Center? What are we going to see? Because you don't think Walton Arts Center ice skating often together.
No.
Often, ever.
Yeah, it's really incredible. They basically freeze the stage. It's real ice. And it's a theater, but it's ice skating. It's incredible. It's a really cool experience because you get to see everything so up close, and it's a completely different environment than an arena. It's much more intimate, and it's really worth seeing.
Is the ice – okay, you say freeze the stage, and I don't know actually what that means other than there's ice on the stage. Is the ice that you have in a venue different than the ice you would have in a rink?
Yeah, it would be a little bit different. Like arena ice, the ice on the cruise ships, the ice in the theater, it's all a little bit different. But at the end of the day, it's frozen water. So
so that doesn't – I mean, you don't have to skate differently because
– mostly we have to – be more concerned about the size. The ice itself is, we can easily adjust to that. The size of the rink, the dimensions of the rink can be a little bit tricky. We have to sort of, because we get really used to skating on a certain size. So when we're setting a solo or choreography, we know exactly how much we need to push and how much speed we need and how many steps it takes to get around the corner and whatnot. So when we go to a venue and the size is a little bit different, it can kind of throw us off.
Unlike a basketball court or a tennis court, the dimension will be different, so you have to take that first run.
Yeah, we definitely need a little bit of time to get on the ice and sort of get our bearings and just figure out exactly how much we need to push, and especially with the pair teams, setting up lifts and stuff can be, you know, a little bit tricky if it's a size that we're not used to. So we just need a little bit of time to get on and sort ourselves out.
Well, you say to an actor, break a leg. What do you? I'm assuming you don't say that to a skater. Is there any traditional good luck?
Just good luck.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Well, all week at Walton Arts Center, have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Elizabeth Putnam will perform as part of Broadway on Ice 4 times this weekend at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The first performance is Friday night. Additional performances are Saturday and Sunday afternoons, as well as Saturday night. She is a 2-time Canadian Pairs Bronze Medalist and Canadian Junior Ladies Bronze Medalist. You can learn more about the performances at waltonartcenter.org. She talked to me this morning inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio at KUAF.